We have Dana on the programme this morning. Dana, very good morning to you and thanks so much for joining me on the programme.
Hi, you there. It's nice to talk to you.
Listen, we're going to talk to you in a moment about your concert, your fundraising concert at St. Mary's Church in Rathkeel tonight. But you're also, you've re-recorded a brand new version of a hit single. It's going to be A Cold, Cold Christmas to celebrate its 50th anniversary. But I wanted to talk to you first about the Eurovision. What have you made of all the controversy that has gone on and the fact now that we won't be in the Eurovision next year?
Well, you have to have a heart of stone when you chair not to feel just absolutely broken at the horrific things that are happening in Gaza. You know, your heart just goes out and you feel helpless. What can you do? And I suppose this is some kind of a token thing, you know, to say it's got to stop. We want it to stop. I suppose from someone who's life was changed by Eurovision, and the writers of my song were professional writers. They worked in the newspaper. They were amateurs. They didn't ever reach their dream, but for Eurovision. And there's a lot of people whose lives were changed by it. So hard today to get on in the business, you know. I've had my ups and downs with Eurovision. Times I've watched it, and I've said, I'm not ever watching it again. And I didn't. But I suppose it's one, music, culture, and sport. They're one of the few platforms left that are not political. And it's sad to see that going, and it is going. But at the same time, Chair, sure, how could you not do something to say enough? You know, the poor families, the children, my God, it's terrible.
Yeah, they're intense now in flooding situations as well as the weather turns so increasingly difficult. And it's for I suppose, the fans, and as you say, for the musicians who would try and get their careers going through Eurovision, it's going to be a huge disappointment next year, maybe the year after, depending on what happens. Other countries now pulling out. So I don't think it's ever going to be the same again, is it, the Eurovision?
I think you're right. I think it's time for a real hard look at it. And, you know, I've been saying for a few years now, can we get back to the music? You know, can we have the relief of just the music? But I have very dear friends, Damon and I, we have very dear friends who live in Bethlehem, and they're Palestinian Christians. And for years now, we've been aware of the hardship and the suffering that goes on there. So at the same time, your heart goes out there and you just have to balance. Listen, what is the most important thing to highlight at this time?
Yeah, it certainly is. And hopefully, look, the ceasefire holds and it goes on and the situation does improve. But on to more positive matters. You're re-releasing your Christmas single 50 years on. This is it's going to be A Cold, Cold Christmas. We're going to remind people, we're going to play people a clip of what it sounds like.
Right.
According to the radio, warmer weather's on the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of those warm, warm, lazy summer days. It's gonna be a
Yeah, there you go. Originally released in 1975, written by Roger Greenway and Grammy winner Geoff Stevens. Tell me about the time that you put it together, Dana, first of all, in 75.
Well, I was actually recording in Berlin in Germany, and I had a call from the head of the record company I was with. It was a new independent label, and it was founded by Dick Leahy. So as you can tell, he was a second generation Irishman living in London, and he said, Roger Greenaway, who's a huge writer, along with Jeff Stevens, they've written a song for you for Christmas. And he said, I like it, and if you like it, I want you to record it right away. And, well, that was the end of November. And Roger arrived with the song, he sang it, I liked it. He had the backing track done. I recorded it, and it was released. It was the end of the first week in December. So not too far removed from where we are now. So close to Christmas. And it just really touched people. It shot up the charts. And I remember being told by Dick Leahy that they were selling over 50,000 singles a day.
A day.
It's like an impossible. You'd never do. You wouldn't do that in a year in Niger.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know.
Went right to top the charts in there in Ireland, so many countries. And 50 years, you know, when you say it, it seems impossible. And my son and I, Robert, we wrote a song last Christmas called Christmas Again about families who couldn't be together. And hey, you know, if it's June, we'll make it Christmas. You know, whenever we're together. And this year he said, you shouldn't let this anniversary pass without noting. I said, what anniversary? He said, 50 years since you should re-record it, reimagine it. Well, I couldn't, Chair. You know, when you hear something for 50 years, I couldn't. But I said, if you hear, he said, it should be more lush, it should be more tender. And I said, if you can imagine it, go with it. And you see all the musicians you're listening to there. There's the strings that are from Romania. But my brother Jerry Brown, that you may know, he's on keyboards. My nephew Jonathan is doing backing vocals. And everyone else are amateur musicians. Every single one of them. All the rhythm section, Robert, our son, he's played with them since he was 14 years old. In secondary school, they practice in our attic, and the beautiful girl's back and vocal voice, Rosie, worked in a coffee shop where they used to go to get coffee. And do you know something? It just shows you the talent in this country. Many people can't make a living from the music business, they've all day jobs, but my goodness, the talent that we have in this country. So when I listen to it, I just feel so proud of them.
That's incredible. Yeah, and that year, it was only really kind of beaten up by Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody and Greg Lake's I Believe in Father Christmas in the UK.
I know.
It reached number four.
Dick Leahy, when he used to, afterwards, after Christmas, he used to say to me, if it wasn't for that Freddie Mercury and Greg, we could have made number one.
Oh my God. Well, listen, it's brilliant that you've done it again, the 50th anniversary, really special.
Well, I hope that people will like it. If they want to hear it, then we did a video just at home with it. If they want to see it, they can go to danaofficial.com or they can get it on all the streaming platforms. And yeah. Here, I had to learn how to say that because I kept forgetting to tell people where they could hear it or see it, and
yes.
It was pulled off by my son, so I'm learning.
You're learning. You are all learning. Never. Every day is a school day. And Liz, tell me about the concert tonight, St Mary's Church in Rathkeel, finally.
I'm looking forward to it so much, yeah. They're a beautiful community, and this is their community Christmas concert. And it's in St Mary's Church, and we have other wonderful guests on it. One of the men who was part of the Celtic Tenors, just a wonderful singer. And we have Anne Phelan from the RTE Concert Orchestra, and James Nelson, of course, is the tenor. And we have the past and present pupils from Clostin Atrocha, just oozing music and talent. And Jean is their choir mistress, and the whole place will be done for Christmas. But can I mention Seamus Hogan, who's been organising this, a wonderful man. And driving to it as we speak and listening are two very special women from Tralee, Anne O'Donnell and Sarah O'Mara, as I knew her, now McNamara. They came to see me in Salt Hill after Eurovision, and they formed my first fan club. And all through those years, we're good friends. I love them both dearly. And they're driving up to the concert, and we're going to meet up, and I'd be lucky if I get on the stage now. We'll be sitting, chatting and talking and laughing. And I just love them to bits. So a very big hello to them. And for goodness sake, drive carefully.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, listen, Dana, good luck with it. Good luck with tonight and with the single. It's brilliant to talk to you. And thanks for coming on the programme.
You too, Jared. A very happy Christmas to you and your listeners.